I don't know if this is really about change, but it's a story that I've been thinking about a lot lately. It's actually about a time when my family and I lived in southern Maine, and we lived in a house that that bordered some woods, a woody marsh area, and then beyond that was the ocean, and it was a beautiful spot. There were probably only about 2 weeks out of every year that you could actually be in the woods because it was either cold or very, very muddy or really, really buggy. So it was during one of these very brief periods of time that I took a walk in the woods with my daughter, who was then 3. She's now 18. And we were talking about bedtime, because it was kind of a problem at that time, and I thought, oh, we're walking in the woods. Nice time to talk about bedtime. And I wanted to work out a deal with her, like, how can we get through this phase that we're going through right now where you're really not interested in going to bed at all? And so we talked to, she said, well, Mom, I need music. I said, okay, we'll do music. Anything in particular? And she said, well, I love The Wizard of Oz, but I don't like The Witch. So I made her a cassette tape that was from the CD of the movie, and whenever The Witch came on, and I don't know if you've heard that soundtrack. I mean, The Witch is all over that soundtrack. I would just take that out. So all she had was the happy songs. And she loved that. So nearly every night I would put the cassette, the cassette in, and she would listen to, Lollipop and all the songs from Wizard of Oz, and it was great. But she was thinking a lot. I could tell that she was thinking a lot about fairy tales and just, good and evil and things like that. And it was another time, because we were reading a lot of fairy tales, and at this point we had sort of moved beyond Wizard of Oz, even though regretfully, because she really only wanted to listen and watch Wizard of Oz over and over again, except during the witchy part. My mother-in-law introduced her to Disney, for better or for worse, and she was watching Snow White a lot. But again, whenever anything scary came on, she would run out of the room. So, but I could tell that this whole good and bad thing was really sticking with her. So anyway, we went on another walk just a few days later, because remember, we only have 2 weeks to walk in the woods. And we were walking along and talking about, I'm not really sure. We had worked out the bedtime thing, so who knows what we were talking about. But we looked down, and there was this little dead mouse in the middle of the path. And next thing I know, my daughter has crouched down. She's bending down on her knees, and she kissed the mouse on the lips, right on the mouth. And it took me a minute to think, wow, what do I do about this? I was thinking about all the things that could, what am I going to use to clean her mouth? And it was a shocking moment, but I kept myself composed. And she said, Mom, she didn't wake up. Well, Hallie, that would take a whole long conversation to talk about why that mouse didn't wake up, but that mouse is dead. And, you've experienced some stories where, remember, Snow White wasn't dead. She was just sleeping. And then she said, but Mom, does it mean that I'm not good if I couldn't make this mouse wake up? And I said, no, actually, you're not good, Hallie. You're perfect. So that's my story.